What's going on, guys? It's your boy Big Baby Steve. I don't know, there was an echo in there. I don't think it was. I thought it said record, and I went to go say, hey, what's going on, guys? But then it popped up and was like record, so I said it again. So it might have been, I gotta check. I'm not gonna edit it out or anything because that just takes too much time. So I'm just gonna, you know, if it's in there, it's in there. But thanks for tuning in to another episode of Philly Talks. Guys, I put up a post on my Instagram a little while ago, and it was basically talking about how some people are doing the are making accounts for OnlyFans, and so I put up a poll, and I said, what do people feel about people who pay for subscriptions to OnlyFans? How do they feel about it? So here, I'm gonna go back to my story, and let's see what you guys picked. So the first poll was, how do you guys feel about people that subscribe to OnlyFans accounts? 38% of you guys said, if you got the money, which was one of the answers, if you got the money, then go ahead. It was kind of like the emoji, like shrugging emoji, like if you got the money, like do your thing. And then the other answer that got 62% was weirdos / waste of money. So if you think that people are like, you know, weirdos or pervs who are, you know, are just people who just waste their money that can't get girls or anything like that, that's what you would think they are. So again, it was 38% on if you got the money, you know, if you want to do it, do it. But 62% basically saying, no, that's weird, and that's a waste of time. Fair enough. That's your opinion, not mine. That's, you know what I'm saying? But everyone's entitled to their opinion. So then I put a second poll up right afterwards, and that one was, now how do you feel about people who do OnlyFans accounts, who are the ones performing on the website, you know, and getting paid by these subscriptions? And literally 100% of you guys said, go make that money. That was one of the answers. There was two answers on the poll. One was go make that money, or be lazy / it was something else. I forget what it was. I would have to look because that's not telling me. I put lazy and no self-respect, basically. 100% of you guys said, go make that money. Now I'm a little confused, you know what I'm saying? Because out of everyone that viewed it, 38% said that if you got it, go ahead and subscribe to them. But the other 62% said it's for weirdos and it's a waste of money. But then I asked you guys about the people who are actually doing the OnlyFans, and you guys say, well, go make that money. 100% of you said, go make that money. So I find that really funny and contradicting in a way. But look, to be quite honest, to give my opinion, I agree. Like let's go on the first poll. If you're a guy that, you know, wants to subscribe to OnlyFans, do your thing. You know what I'm saying? If you got the money and you can still pay your bills, do it. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather you do that than you know, doing something crazy in real life, like, you know, stalking somebody, or, you know, pushing up on somebody that very disrespectfully, you know what I'm saying? Or even doing something even worse, like abusive, like, you know what I'm sexually, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather you guys just be like, hey, she's beautiful. And you got to remember, like, there's like the people who are doing this, like, I don't judge you guys, but like, let's be serious. Half of the, well, not even half, 70% of the guys that are subscribing onto this stuff are guys that are, you know, who don't get girls, to be quite honest, because they see these beautiful girls that they know that, let's be honest, they wouldn't dare talk to. in real life. They wouldn't pull up and be like, hey, how's it going, or to start a conversation. They're the ones that will just stand in the corner, you know, and just stare at them for an hour while they're eating lunch or something. So it's like, I don't mind guys that subscribe to this, you know. It's not me personally. I've never really wanted to pay for things like that. Like, I never wanted to pay for sex. I never wanted to pay for pictures and nudes. Like, it just, for me, it's not my thing. Now, if it's your thing, there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? If you got the money, you got the money. At one point, didn't have the money, so I was like, nah. But now that I got the money, I'm still like, nah. You know what I'm saying? And let me, just to let you know how serious I am about this, let me tell you about the one time I had went to Wawa to go grab something to eat. And I was pulling up, I don't know, for the people who are from North Philly, and you know what I'm talking about, there's a Wawa up on Erie, right? Like L and Erie, around there. And it's right next to that nail salon. It's called Erie Nail Salon and Erie's Erie Bowling Lane. The Erie Bowling Lane that's up there as well. There's a Wawa in that plaza. And I remember a couple years ago, I was pulling up to park up, and there was this really beautiful young lady that I saw, blonde hair, white, and she we made eye contact, and I kind of like continued to make eye contact as if I was backing up because I was going to like straighten out to get inside the parking spot in the plaza. And like, she winked at me and blew a kiss, so I blew a kiss right back at her, and I almost crashed my car. Like, I almost crashed, like, backed into somebody. Like, that's how bad it was. That's how deep this eye contact was happening. You know what I'm saying? Where I almost, like, I didn't even know that I was about to back into somebody. I go into Wawa, buy what I was going to buy, and I come back out, and I see that she's waiting, basically, like, outside. So, like, as I get in the car and whatever, I say what's up to her, and she comes to my passenger window, and she's like, oh, hey, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah. And then, like, we're talking for a couple seconds, and then she tells me, oh, she's like, you know, because we were talking about how I almost crashed into the lady behind me and whatever. And she's telling me how the lady had, you know, told her, like, oh, did you see that guy almost crash into me because he was looking at you and whatever? And we thought it was funny. Great. She then goes and says, I have to let you know before we go any further with this conversation, I am a prostitute. And I was like, oh, it was like someone punched me in the gut. You know what I'm saying? Like, ouch. Like, that's not cool. Like, and nothing against anybody who does that or anything, but it just, for me, it was like, oh, it was a mood killer right out the gate. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, no problem, I guess. I was like, and she's like, yeah, but if you still want to do this one, I was like, actually, no, I don't do prostitutes. So sorry, like, but thanks for the offer and whatever. And she went on to explain like how she only does this like once or twice a month just to help pay some bills and whatever. And I'm like, maybe she's right. Maybe she only does this once or twice because she didn't look like your normal, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how, because like when you think of North Philly prostitutes, you're thinking like they're old and wrinkly and the breasts are hanging and they got no good clothes or anything like that, because that's usually what's around. But she was healthy. She looked like, there was no way I could tell she was a prostitute. And living in Philly for over 20 years, I can tell you that I can tell a prostitute from a non-prostitute from a mile away. So for me to not think that she was a prostitute should let you know she was in really good shape. But even then, I was like, no, that's not me. That's not what I do. Yeah. Hey, I just got here. Let me pause this and I'll be right back and we'll continue with this episode. Give me one sec. All right, guys. So I'm back. Thanks for, you know, waiting for part, you know,
the little interruption in between. I just had to get into the house and whatever. So, but yeah. So where did I leave off with the story? I think the story was, I think she had just told me that that she was a prostitute and everything. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, I just don't do that. And I remember she felt a little offended. Like, not offended, but like, not that like she was being turned down type thing. Like, a minute ago, we were just locking eyes. We were making looks at each other, blowing kisses at each other. Next minute, I'm like, no, I'm good. And then she went on to explain how she only does it once or twice out of the month just to pay some bills, whatever. I just said, I'm not into it. I'm not into, you know, I'm not into paying for that. Like, you know what I'm saying? But then again, I don't say that it's wrong either. You know what I'm saying? Like if you do that to make some cash on the side or to get your income, if you're okay with that, then, you know, do your thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't think anybody should be telling you what you should be able to do with your body. You decide, like, oh, I'm going to let you do this, and you put a price on it. Well, it's America. Like, go ahead. Do your thing. Like, you don't have to explain anything to anybody. So that's just how I feel. But, yeah, that's just never been my thing. You know what I'm saying? And again, I don't put down anybody. Just like the whole OnlyFans things, it's not my thing, but I don't put anybody down who does it, if you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't shame anybody. Like, oh, you shouldn't be doing that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or the people who either subscribe to it or do it. I don't shame either one of them. Same thing with the other situation. My thing is, like, if you want to do it, do it. Like, it's really that simple. Life's too short. Is that simple. I'd rather guys pick up a prostitute and pay her for sex rather than going out to the bars and clubs and trying to pick up a young female that's drunk out of her mind, you know what I'm saying, and trying to take advantage. I'd rather two people be consensual and be like, okay, I'll pay you this and you give me that, bada bing, bada boom, rather than going to a club and be like, okay, I'm gonna grab that 22-year-old or that 21-year-old who's our, it's her birthday or it's her birthday month and she just turned 21 and I'm gonna buy her a couple drinks and she's gonna get tipsy. Like, it's just better not to, you know, just might as well have a consensual and just be like, I'll pay you for it. You know what I'm saying? That's it. So then when I get into the other one where it's like the people who do the OnlyFans, a lot of people just straight through the board just say 100%, like, go get your money. And I appreciate that. Like, that's a hustler's mentality. It's like, hey, like, do your thing. At first I was like, I don't know why. Like, I never understood what the gain was from it. But then I saw this video on Worldstar not too long ago, a couple days ago, and the girl was like, I do it because, like, I can make some really good money. Like, rather than working a 9-to-5 minimum wage job, I can just do this and make money to sustain myself. And the crazy part is, here's the crazy part. She said that she had a degree, a universal, like, college degree in business. Which is scary because, like, again, like, if you know me, like, I don't like the whole paying for school thing because, like, here, like, how is this young girl has a degree in business but can't get a job? You know what I'm saying? Like, she can't follow her career. She just did at least up, I'm getting the minimum, she did 4 years of college after high school to get that. And now she can't find a job anywhere. So now she has to go and, you know, post nudes and videos and all that good stuff. Like, I don't blame her. I can't really blame her. I would be angry too if I just spent all this money. I'm in debt, you know, a couple thousand, $75,000 in debt for a degree that isn't paying off. You know what I'm saying? I think she says she's had that degree for over, I think she said it was like 2 years, I think. 2 years or a year, which is crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to get me, if I'm going to get a degree, I should get the job within a job in that field that I applied. At least within that year. You know what I'm saying? Like, she said she was on Indeed and she had, like, literally over, like, a good portion of resumes to go out to places and they just were not picking her up. You know what I'm saying? Like, which is, that's, like, that's bananas. That's really crazy. So, like, when I see these people who are doing OnlyFans and stuff like that, like, I can't judge them because I don't know what they're going through. If I would have just seen this girl, I would have thought, like, oh, damn, like, if she was just talking like, hey, don't judge me, let me do my thing, and I saw the video, I would be like, oh, she's just some young female that doesn't know, you know, what she's doing, that is going to, you know, she probably is going to regret this later on in life, you know what I'm saying? But then after she gave her backstory, I'm like, oh, hold on, wait, like, no, go ahead and get that money, because like you got a degree and you still can't get a job in your career, like go get that money, go pay off that debt, you know what I'm saying, go pay off your rent, go pay off your car, like do your thing, like no one should be going through that, you know what I'm saying, like that's crazy. And that's just one person, so I can only imagine all the other people who are going through the same thing, and that's why I don't judge anyone who does the OnlyFans thing. That's why I really say, like, get your money. Like, that's a hustle mentality. Go just go get your money. You know what I'm saying? It was funny because someone that hit me up the other day, and they're tired of the OnlyFans because certain females are like, you pay $20. I guess like they put their own price up, I think, or maybe the website puts up their price, but I think it was like some of them are like you pay like literally like $20 a month or something like that, or a week. I don't know how it works. I've never looked into it, but let's just say it's just monthly. So you subscribe monthly, and then some of the girls that's on there are actually saying like are putting out like 5-second videos of like a teaser and saying like, oh, if you want more videos or pictures, if they put prices for their pictures and the video, which is crazy. Like, if I'm paying a subscription, I shouldn't have to pay for what you said you were gonna have on. Like, I'm not paying $20 a subscription for a teaser. You know what I'm saying? That's like buying a movie ticket for $15 just to sit in a seat. And I'm like, no, I thought the whole $15-$20 that I just paid for was for me to watch the movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go into the movie theater and they're like, okay, it's an extra $20. I just paid $15 for my ticket. Like, why would I need to pay another $20? Like that's how it is. So like they're like someone. I think the person that told me they're putting pictures up for like $40 for pictures, $80 for videos, which is bananas. Because I'll be like, well, screw it. Like, then no one's gonna pay for that. But my thing is like, they're probably making stupid bank because the guys who have paid for that $20, they were. I don't want to call them desperate, but they were invested enough to put $20 down for a month, and they didn't get what they wanted. So I'm pretty sure they'll be invested enough to be like, okay, I don't mind putting another $80 to get that video. You know what I'm saying? To get a 3-minute video of her stripping or playing with herself or something like that. Like I can see that. Cause there are some females that like guys are like, screw it, like I'll pay the $80. So if you have literally 20 people who are in your, who just subscribe to you, like, and then now they're all paying $80, like, that's bananas. Like, how much is it? I'm about to tell you. Let's just take my scenario for a second and just see what happens. Let me pull up my calculator. So let's say you have, what do we want to put? Look, we have 20 subscribers. Let's just say. And out of that 20 subscribers, so we'll put, if they wanted the video, which is 80 times, oh no, you want, let's put 20 subscribers for, times 20, Jesus, 20 times 20, that's 400. That's $400 if you just have 20 subscribers on your thing. I'm pretty sure the website probably takes a portion, and that's why some of these females are definitely like asking for more money. So let's say the 400, you know what I'm saying? Let's say you're paying the website 150, you know what I'm saying? So let's take away the 150. I'm just guessing, which leaves you with like 250, right? That's side money right there. That's side chain. So like you need more. So let's now add in right to that 250. Let's add in $80 for 20 people. That's $1,600. So you just now made, you are now at 250. So you're at 1850 altogether. $1,800 tax free at that, because the money that you're making on that, I'm pretty sure taxes come out of it when you pay the website and all that good stuff. So let's say if you were making $400 because you have 20 subscribers at $20 a subscriber, you're only making $400. Let's say you pay, let's say out of taxes and paying the website, you make $150, right? You have to pay back, $150. Now you're at $250, you add in all those subscribers, those 20 people paying you $80 for your video, a 3-minute video, and you just made $18.50 in profit and just gross. I can't blame people that do it. Like, if you do the math, so imagine all the ones that have more than 20 subscribers. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're making stupid bank right now. Like, I can't blame them. Like, how do you choose between being Instagram famous or OnlyFans famous? I think OnlyFans famous is winning right now, because Instagram famous is you hoping somebody's pays you to and sponsors you to you know, sponsor their stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, but with OnlyFans, you don't need anybody to sponsor you. You're at a boss level at this point, because you could be making almost $2,000 just from videos showing off your body. This and the same thing that strippers do, but you're probably making a lot more now, because with every video, you know what I'm saying, like $80, like Jesus, you're making really big bank. You're on a boss level. You don't have to ask anybody to pay for your bills. You don't have to ask anybody to pay for your car. You don't have to ask anybody for anything. You're literally making really good money. So the question is, how long do you stay on it? You know what I'm saying? Because if it's monthly, you can probably survive this next 6 months. So if you're smart and you invest the next 6 months and you're making two grand every 2 weeks, you want to say? You know what I'm saying? Every 2 weeks you put out a video and people be like, oh, damn, I want the art. And that's not, and again, guys, that's just the video. I'm not even including the pictures and all that good stuff. Like, I'm not even including that. So that's $40 a picture. So it's a lot of money. So for anybody who out there is like, well, people should be ashamed of themselves, and they shouldn't. If they want to do this, let them do it. It's their body, it's their choice. No one's forcing them to do it. As long as no one's forcing them to do it, they should be good. That's how I feel. Like, there should be no reason why we should be shaming anybody. Like, if you got it, if you're not only are you good looking, but you have a great body and you feel comfortable showing it off, do your thing. Make your money. You know what I'm saying? Don't let anybody, because the same people that are telling you you should be ashamed, you have no self-respect, you shouldn't do that, are the same people that are not offering you any help whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? It'd be different if I was like, hey, don't do that, I'll pay half your rent. You know what I'm saying? I'll help you out. Then okay, cool. Now you have something. Now you have a solution to a problem. You know what I'm saying? But if you know what the problem is I'm not making enough money, and you tell me still don't do that even though you're making good money, but you come with no solution, then why are we talking? Don't talk to me. You know what I'm saying? If you're not bringing anything to the table, don't talk to me. Let me go. I gotta go do this 3-minute video so I can put it online and get paid almost $2,000 for it. Or even more. At $2,000, I'm just putting at minimum per video, because of people actually paying for it. So at minimum $2,000. Rather than going to a 9-to-5 job that's only paying me $10 an hour and I'm only making $6.50 at the end of 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? When you do the math, you can see why certain people are doing it. And it's not just females. I've heard, I don't know if guys are doing it, but I've heard guys also doing it. Hey, get that money. Get that money. You know, I support anybody who's trying to get money and survive in this crazy world. You know what I'm saying? Especially now that we're doing the whole quarantine. Like OnlyFans is really like killing it right now, because they really making stupid money at a time where like there is no money. So like imagine like everyone who just got their checks from the government, like they literally probably just spent, they took literally $100-$200 of that, subscribed to an OnlyFans and paid for a bunch of videos that someone said pay me $40 to $50, maybe even $80 to see. So out of their stimulus check, they just took out $200 and said, okay, boom. So if you have 40 subscribers and they all took $200 or $100 out and they all like provided toward you for your subscription and your videos and pictures, like you're making bank right now. You're making bank. So, but yeah, guys, that's just what I think. You know what I'm saying? Some people have their own opinions and all that. I don't judge anybody, but that's just how I feel about it. But guys, thanks for listening. I truly appreciate it. Guys, stay safe, stay home. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Philly Talks. It's your boy, Big Baby Steve, and I'm out.